Good evening, listeners. You are tuned in to Bon Ton Rising Radio. This is Sunday night with Dr. Moore, Doc, and Uncle Billy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, Uncle Billy, how's it going?
It's getting hot, Doc. How in the world are you? Were you able to get the message that I printed out for you for Sundays with the Doc tonight?
Yes, I did. I saw that. It's very nice.
Yeah. Well, that's your dedication to this grand opening weekend for Black First.
Well, I tell you what, I was trying to reach Harriet Ecton. Actually, Harriet Morgan Ecton, she's my great aunt, and she was the first African-American cheerleader with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, but she actually is hosting an event herself tonight, so she could not tune in. She texted me. She had committed to it last week, but she texted me, so I'll have to hope for her for next week. I'm sure she'll come on back in next week. So
I had just finished watching Jackie Robinson, so those are the kind of things. Nixon got him, so you know, stuff happens.
What do you mean Nixon got it?
He was a Republican at first. I didn't know none of that. I was, just watching some of the documentary, a lot of what the movie didn't show, what the documentary was that he just didn't get the he got the attention, but wasn't anybody recording the history of it but mainstream media. You know, blacks wasn't recording it that well, that he was for some of the things he was doing for the community and a lot of different stuff. They just said he was the strong, silent type in the movie. You know what I'm saying? In the documentary, it was a lot different. So I looked up a little information on your great aunt, and one of the greatest organizations I ever associated with in the world, she was like a major part of up on the East Coast, the Lynx and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, she started.
I know.
New York.
Yeah, and it that's really impressive to me, because some of my young girls, my nieces and stuff, I tried 30 years ago to get them involved with the Lynx, and stuff like that.
Really?
And simply, because of my ability to tell them, many, many years ago, that you get associated with many self-help and organizations as you can when you're young, it'll teach you how to become a better leader in the future. One of my best listeners at that time, one of my young nieces, is now, everything she move in, like she's gotten in so much, she's in so many groups and stuff, and young girls, her daughters are in so many different groups and stuff, that she gets high accolades just for being naturally who she is. And, when she was real young, like 17, 18, she wanted to be a mortician, but I was telling her, I said, well, since you can't do it overnight, let me introduce you to, and I introduced her to some of my Link friends, because I used to put information for them in the papers and ask them what's going on and stuff like that. Yeah, I'd even send people to a lot of their events and going on, some of our ladies at the Weekly and stuff. And all of that kind of stuff. And it just, when I read that about your great aunt, That was so impressive. And then I looked at the name. I said, well, I see why, you know, what can I say? I know the great niece. I know the great niece. So, it was really impressive, you know, because a lot of people just don't know. And that's another thing that I have as one of my perspectives is putting organizations like that in the mainstream highlights on a regular basis. And going to take your information on your great aunt and put it on my website next week. And stuff like that.
Well, I hope that one day we'll get to honor them on our show.
Well, hopefully so, you know, if it's meant, it'll happen, you know, that's all that is,
yep.
You know.
I'm going to be attending the Lynx event this summer. Last summer I was invited to a Lynx event, and they had a fundraiser, and let me think now. One of the things they did was they had a boxing match, dinner fundraiser, and then they had Bobby Humphrey come and perform at the Opera House. So they're busy. I don't know what they did with the money for that last year, but I'm going to search that and see what they're doing this year.
Bobby is a personal friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. She's a cool lady.
Yeah. She and I went to school together. She called me a classmate, Bobby.
Is that right? Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby? Yeah. Yeah. I loved her music. Absolutely loved it. Wow. Small world, huh?
I'll see if I can get her to play your solo one day.
Well, listeners, this is Bonton Rising Radio, and this is Sunday Night with the Doc and, of course, Uncle Billy. And if you are tuned in on the computer, you can call in. Our guest call in is 646-668-8263. And just call in, or if you've called in and you want to actually go on the internet and access us, you can just go to bontonrising.com/on-air, and you'll come right on in. So we really are excited to have you in here tonight. As you know, we are here every night, Monday through Sunday from 6 to 8. Sunday night, I'll be here hosting some interviews, and then during the week, Uncle Billy does commentary on the issue. This radio station is for and about South Dallas. This is for and about South Dallas. First of its kind for and about South Dallas, and that's what we do. We have a new organization in South Dallas called Queen City Organization Neighborhood Association, and we're going to have a meeting this week, probably on Wednesday or Friday night. I'll let you guys know, keep you posted, especially if you are living in the Queen City area. If you are living anywhere else, you are certainly welcome to come and join us, though, okay? We're going to take a break, listen to a little bit of music, and enjoy your
hello,
music.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. I must have called a thousand times. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you,
I'm not.
Harriet Morgan Eckton was young in her prime. I was in high school, and they were she and my grandmother were raising me to be who I am today, and I have to admire that. I remember, do you remember Mae Watts?
I remember that name from somewhere.
She did Channel 4 News back in the 70s. She didn't last very long. Anyway, she actually featured me on, let me see, what was it called? They featured people in the city, Channel 4 Spotlight or something. I was like 15 or so, and anyway, my Aunt Harriet got me on TV. That's the kind of energy she was flowing with. She and her friends, so they were cool, and they're right up there with another first black. Last summer, I had the pleasure of being on the Martha's Vineyard Island when the first black president was there for summer vacation, President Barack Hussein Obama. President Barack Hussein Obama. You know, it amazes me how people, you know, say his name like, you know, oh, Barack or Obama instead of President Obama. That is a high honor. No.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. You know, you said President everybody else, but then when you come to President Obama, you want to call him by his name. You know, like
yeah.
You're doing.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, he is not a common person.
Definitely agree with you on that one. Yeah, it ticks me off. And when I hear people do it, whether they be the media who really trying to do it on purpose or anybody else, you know, I put them in check.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I asked them, oh, you know him?
Do you really?
No, I don't know him, but quit trying to act like you then. Call the man president like you're supposed to.
I happened to pull his name up on the internet, and it says that Barack Obama's net worth is $12 million. I wonder how they came up with that. And Joe Biden's net worth is $600,000. And George Bush's net worth is $35 million.
Oh, yeah, you know,
it's
he has
amazing.
More character.
Yeah, and he's oil.
Yeah.
Well,
and banking. all the banks he got closed down.
Well, did you know that President Obama was the second?
Second black president, you mean?
No, it's President Barack Hussein Obama the second, or June.
Oh, he
two,
was named after. I know, I didn't. I didn't know he was named after his father.
I didn't either.
I saw something No, I didn't send that one to you.
Now President Obama was. We have to remember this. He's the 44th president of the United States. The 44th.
Mhm.
So we got to look at his face and put two fours on his eyes, a four and a four. He's the 44th president of the United States. He's the first African American to hold that office. He was born in Honolulu. He graduated from Columbia University and Harvard Law School. He was actually the president of Harvard Law Review. So he's quite a guy.
Yeah, he's one in a million. But I never have believed that he was the first black president.
Oh, what's your deal on that?
Well, see, I'm of the frame of mind that where there's smoke, there's fire, and when they keep saying that there was well, you know, back in the day, it was another black president that was in South Carolina when the country was first after the first Revolutionary War, and all of that. Just claiming that a little thing, because they were saying that even George Washington had some black blood in him. And they were saying many of our others was so-called false prophets, but they couldn't do anything about it after they had already put them in office. So, you
well,
know, Abraham Lincoln was also. Mm-hmm.
When I go on the internet and it says first black president, it says his name was John Hanson in 1781.
Yep. I read about him when I was real young. And
it
I believe
John
that.
Hanson. It says he
I
was the third president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about that?
And see, where there's smoke, there's fire. And that's a lot of smoke, because more than educators have told me something similar to that. And I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, man, y'all ought to stop saying this kind of stuff and y'all ain't got no fruit. They tell me, pick up your encyclopedia. Stop picking up that dictionary and looking for new words and pick up that pick up your encyclopedia and get some of them old words. What you mean? What you mean? And that's what I would do. I think that was their way of motivating me at times, but it worked.
Well, I think that's a good thing for kids to know, that the first black president was not Barack Obama. He was John Hanson in 1781. You guys hear that? Now, whatever the powers may be, you know, we certainly
we only pass it on.
Yeah, we just need to pass it on. We've got our first African American president. So we can do it like that. Our first African American president, and then we can have our first black president.
Yay!
And let's remember his name is John Hanson, 1781. That is pretty awesome. Wow. Well, let's see if we can pull up anything. And so it says that George Washington was not the seventh president, but the eighth, because of this Hanson guy. Oh, no, it says George Washington was not the first president of the United States. In fact, the first president of the United States was John Hanson. It says don't go checking encyclopedias for this guy's name. He's one of those great men that are lost in history. If you're really lucky, you may find a mention of his name. Anyway, it says that Maryland refused to sign the document. What is it? The Articles of Confederation. Once the signing took place, the president was needed to run the country. John Hanson was chosen unanimously by the whole Congress, including George Washington. All the other candidates refused to run against him. So he was a major player in the Revolution and extremely influential. And it says, as the first president, he was he had quite the shoes to fill, because no one had ever been president before, and it was run poorly, of course, because it was unprecedented. But this is fact, and it's funny how it's not there, and it's hard to find. But well, leave it up to Google. Thank goodness it is here.
There's a lot of folks don't mention that.
It says the revolution is now being televised.
And you heard it here first.
And you heard it here. John Hanson was the first president of the United States. And then 44 terms later, we have the second president, or the first African-American president of the United States. So there you have it, folks. I'm so proud to say. Very proud to say. So anyway, if you guys are listening in, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know what you think about this deal, First Black. Call us, call in 646-668-8263. In the meantime, of course, we're going to always kind of chill out. Now, this is a heavy tune, folks. It's a classic. I think I'll pass Wild as the Wind because it's pretty heavy. I'll just play some I think I'll play some Mr. Magic. How about that? This is in your honor, Uncle Billy.
such a miracle. Yeah. Hello? Hello? Dot. Doc, see if you can take the show back. They were about to hang up.
Don't stop. my baby daddy. I'm like, yeah, I got robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know my niggas everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Now go stay.
I tell you what, I just don't know about the N-word being used so freely. It's driving me crazy. But, I mean, it's one of those things that I have to get used to, but I certainly am going to make sure that I state my opinion on it. You know what I mean? So, such is life. Anyway, guys, that's the deal on the presidential field. I'm like, I just don't know what to do about it, about this the president us not getting the recognition for the first black president. What are we going to do about that? What do you think? What do you think, Uncle Billy?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, you know, a man deserves respect, especially when he earns respect like President Obama has. But, you know, he's in one of those catch-22 positions. That's the reason he need to build up his relationships with people like Louis Farrakhan and other people, you know, regardless of what they said while he's in his final year of office, whereas he will not be listed as just another angry nigger when he, you know, retaliates against disrespect, especially in public. You know, you know, like that lady governor pointing her finger in his face and stuff. Man, dudes in the world, and I'm talking about in my world, in the free world, wouldn't have accepted that. Don't care who she is, where she is, and what she does. And stuff like that. And a man getting in front of me, and I'm the president, and he says, oh, Bill, man, no, see, it's not going to be like that. Just because you're, you know, Caucasian boy or whatever, you're going to get knocked, yeah, slapped out. Not by me, but one of my close friends and associates. That's what I'm talking about when you say get close enough to Louis Farrakhan and him. Because if you stand up to touch Louis Farrakhan, you're going to get knocked,
yeah,
dead in your tracks. And that's the amount of,
right,
respect that he deserves, because he earned that. And so, you know, because you know the rules when you get there. And it's about my president. If I was there, I'd slap.
Well,
yeah.
Sussing on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my. I got me some braids. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't buy with no jaws. You know how I do it, can close on my toes. Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it, buy that from the start. I'm with some white girls and they love them. Like they OT. Double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, and my 2-3s, and my gold teeth. Smiling, you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3, and I change out to my new D. White Ivy song. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin', on my.
my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. They eat sub, learn a lesson. Sauceing, I do the sauteing, don't do no talking. My options right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm ballin'. Money jumping like I'm Davis from New Orleans. A bitch, I'm hardin', I don't miss nothing. Practice, it just happens. No, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average. Ball on these, it makes me happy. It's tragic, I make it happen. And all y'all shacking. White Iver song. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. Saucing, saucing, saucing.
Well, I kind of like that song. It's a cute little song. The young people love it. And it sounds like, you know, he's kind of a low-key guy. You know, it shows that they have a little bit of emotion. So that hip hop, that typical hip hop that we play on Fridays, man, those kids are like, man, they're all high energy, you know.
Well, I've had a chance to listen to a lot more of it. Not by choice, by experience, just by experience. You know, like I was telling you, I get a lot of their music sent in. And, I also, a lot of their poetry, it's not as bad as I thought it was. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting used to it.
I ain't getting used to it.
I'm wondering if they're descendants of this guy John Hanson. I'm going to do some research on this and figure out who this guy is and you know where his ancestors. I mean, gosh, what a legacy, you know.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be hard, you know. To find some of his descendants, more than likely, I think I done heard about some, but you know, and I was thinking about as that being about Miss Acton being your great aunt, we have quite a few number of case studies here local with descendants of black first, you know, like our first black police chief, our first black fire chief,
our first black nurse. Who was the first black nurse?
Our first black nurse. Huh?
Who was the first black police chief?
Right off the top, I don't know which one was first. I think it was... I think he lasted a while because his daughter used to work at the Weekly. Well, used to intern.
Is that right?
Weekly. Yeah. But we almost had a black police chief that was raised here almost, Standiford. Chief Don Stafford.
Yeah.
Ooh, I called him Standiford. Yeah, he was almost our chief, and I would have loved that because... He was one of my angel warriors when I was coming up.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well.
This lady that was kind of like my other mother when I was growing up, I had about a million of them. She used to bootleg, and he'd come over there and sit with her, and she'd be sitting there drinking. And Yeah. And people would knock on the door, and she would say, "Come back later. I'm talking to the police." And one day I used to go over to her house because I stayed in the other project, and I'd go over to her house to eat lunch and stuff, you know. And so her son was in Gatesville. One of my best friends, he had gotten some trouble, and he went to boys' home for a while. So
now who
he
is
wasn't
this?
There.
Who is it you're talking about?
A guy named William Montgomery. But the lady that introduced me to Chief Stafford, that's what we always called him down in the project, because he was a police. Uh-huh. He wasn't the first black police officer, but he was the one that walked around in the projects and stuff, and people knew him, and they knew he could fight, so they wouldn't mess with him. And he'd say,
yeah,
well, y'all do this, y'all need to do that and stuff. Like, so he gave me a good talking to one time. And when I first met him, and I'd be fixed about to get in some trouble or something, and the police would drive up, I'd tell them, my uncle, y'all call my uncle for me. And they'd be saying, who? I said, Sergeant Stafford.
Well, okay, for the record, the first black police chief, his name was Bolton.
Bolton was first.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got to meet him.
Yeah, Terrell Bolton.
Yeah, they ran him out. Ooh, man, they did him so bad. It was a shame.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh, Lord, yes. I mean, the police department did him bad.
Yeah, they weren't ready, huh?
Ooh, Lord, no. They still not ready. That's the reason they're trying to get Brown out. You know,
wow.
we got a bad police association now. Real bad, real tough. But the black police association is against Chief Brown now.
Who, Chief Brown?
Yeah, our chief right now. He's in serious trouble. And I'm behind him 150% because what he's saying is the right thing to do, but the police done got so comfortable and complacent that they don't really want to go to work. So, you know, he's in a catch-22 position right now, too. But since he's high up on my Twitter list, I'm going to help him out a whole lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to do everything I can to get the black community right back behind. He got the black community behind him. But some of them is kind of catchy because they want him out too. All the crooks want him out. Because he's nowhere to hang out at. Yeah.
You talking about David Brown?
Yeah.
Well, his son was shot or something?
Yeah. Lord have mercy. That was bad right there. That was tough. See, when we had another black police chief in Lancaster at the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, you know. Yeah, that was all messed up. It was, oh, Lord. That messed up a whole lot of lives.
Oh, the police chief's son killed a Lancaster police.
Yeah. Something like that. The historic part of it, you kind of have to leave buried sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
yeah.
We have an African American police chief currently, but we had our first name was Bolton, Terrell Bolton, and I don't know what year.
He was in Mississippi, but I heard he had come back. I heard
Who?
He was back in Dallas, Bolton.
Well, it wasn't too long ago because he didn't join the police force till 1980.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that long ago. It was up in the 90s. The reason I don't have a little more history on it, because at that time we had about three or four different police chiefs in less than 10 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, we had one in there. He was gonna be pretty good, but they ran him out. They ran him out of here. It must have been right behind Bolton. I thought it was before Bolton, though. No, that was a school board member I'm talking about. That was the black superintendent. But we had another. We had a guy that was in here. He wasn't doing that well. He wasn't really that well liked by the police department, but they got him out of here in politics too. He wanted to come back.
Who was that?
I can't think of his name. He was white. We had some tumultuous times in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, well, you know, we need to do some homework when we start talking about Get Queen City and start talking about our meeting. We're going to have our first meeting this week. When we start talking, we're going to talk about when did South Dallas go black? That's going to be some good stuff. And I bet we can find some people that were probably among the first ones to move over there. They might could remember what it was like when it when
at one time before the projects was down there, you had black economic growth like they did in Oklahoma. So that was your Queen City and your part down by Second, where black folk, some other black folk were, some of the dentists and stuff like that. That was before the projects. And then all around that was like a little black country, where they were tolerated because they worked down there and they were like almost like sharecroppers.
Oh, right. Okay.
See, well, but when they put the projects down there, it created another era. That brought on the 50s because that was like 1950 when it happened, the project. And so both projects, you know. So when that started happening, that brought on a whole another element of family dwellings. That's where property owners come in at. And then shortly thereafter is where black flight came about, you know, about 10 years. Because after the black folk moved into the houses and stuff and some of the sharecroppers. I hate to be interrupted when I'm asked a question.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I pressed the button when you said what did you say? When you said black flight.
Yeah. Black flight is what happened is when you know, shortly after the projects got built, Mr. Vail's Rim and the Vail's Jeweler people and the Neiman Marcus people that were staying up in the Park Row South Boulevard area, Malcolm X, they stayed up there in the big houses up there. They started moving out because the houses down there were being rebuilt. Black houses was being rebuilt. That's before the projects now. So when black economics started arising and they changed Madison over to, Forest Avenue over to Madison, Neiman Marcus and Zales and all of them left. That was white flight. Less than 20 years later, we had black flight. The doctors and the lawyers, and it was jam-packed over here with black lawyers and black doctors. We had a bowling alley. We had KNOK radio. We had a whole lot of stuff.
Wow.
Furniture stores and everything. But the projects came in, and black flight happened.
Wow.
You see what I'm talking about? That's the reason it's so down over here. None of the buildings that were supposed to be able to sustain it and retain it left. The doctors, the lawyers, the furniture stores. Yeah, it's all historic, baby. They got a couple of books that'll tell you a whole lot about it, but they don't like to let them out the library that much. Give you too much knowledge too fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're approaching our last half hour of the show, and we wanted to ask another first black. I wanted to put this on your mind. Have we ever had a black astronaut? So, caller,
yeah.
646.
I've spoken with her too. Jemison.
Callers, if you know if we've ever had a black astronaut, call in 646-668-8263 and tell us who you know to be a black astronaut, and we'll also come back and talk about who the first black. If there's a first black astronaut, who, if you have one, let's talk about who it is. We're going to go to song, and we will be back in a minute. Let's see if we can name any black astronauts.
Can we go?
wonderful, wonderful thing to tell you. It's going to make somebody's day. There is a, what's called a man of the hour. And his name is Billy Parnell. Hey, Mr. Parnell.
Hello, Doc. I'm walking around here. About 5'7".
We sure are glad to have you on. There are a lot of people that love to hear your voice. You know that?
No, I never thought about it that much because I try to stay as low profile as I possibly can. You know,
well,
it's not always great being well known.
Yeah, of course not. It has its ups and downs, but you know, everybody knows you over in South Dallas, that's for sure. And you know that you're a well loved person. And when you're not on the show, that time when you were out. I mean, we were really, it felt like a drought, you know.
Well, I hope that never happens again. Sometimes I overstep my boundaries. I'm not supposed to lift anything heavy, and sometimes I catch myself being forgetful and I'm going to stop lying. I don't be forgetful. Hell, I know I ain't supposed to do that. Sometimes I feel like I can still be Superman. And
wow.
I mess up. And so the other week, I picked up some boxes knowing I wasn't supposed to, be doing that. So, but I paid for it in spades, so I won't be doing that no more time soon.
Well,
because I miss being on air.
Did any you miss being on air?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That's true.
I enjoy the challenges that some people put before me. You know, like saying, "Well, let's find out this, let's find out that."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, if you're really serious, give me a sign. Show me that you really want to find out and stuff like that." So you know, it's real fun.
Well, did anybody call in about have there been any black people in space?
Like I said, I can't think of her name right now, but she was in magazine I used to read all the time. It's going out now. She was in not Essence, but one of the other ones that I used to read, one of the black magazines that always has the large black corporations and first all the information on blacks. And in this magazine,
you know,
and I called in to her number, and she answered the phone. So I put her in the pages of the Dallas Weekly. Cheryl Smith, one of our editors, you know. I think her last name was Jameson.
You know, back in, let me see, what year was this? I guess not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago, Nichelle Nichols was the first African-American in space on TV. That's the one on it's a Lieutenant
Star
Uhuru.
Star Trek.
She honored all the African American astronauts. So there's more than one. That was 10 years ago, 2000. That was 1 year ago, 2015. She honored all of the African American astronauts. So, she took a really nice picture But the first astronaut was Guy. What was his name? Let's see. It was Guy Buford or something. Let's see. I want to get it. I want to say it right. Let's go here.
He got blew up, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think the first guy, the male, first male, I don't know, might not have been the first one, though. But one of the first black male blew up in that one that exploded.
Yeah, was that the Challenger?
Yeah.
His name was Guy Buford. That was 1983. They had the first astronaut.
African-American.
Yes, first African American astronaut. He went on the Challenger.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, I think that's the one that got blew up.
1983. Let me see.
Yeah.
Challenger disaster. Yep.
Yeah.
That was what it was.
Huh?
He was like a cool dude.
We've had a lot of tests. We had a lot of African Americans go out and test and everything, but I think Jameson was our next real highlighted one because she was a female that got out there real good, and she was young, young. She had great credentials, but she was also real sharp. She was very well.
Kind of
like you, Doc. She was kind of like you. She had an interest in uniting the front. You know what I'm saying? She knew where she came from.
Yeah.
And I think her name was Jameson. I'm telling you, I talked with her a long while.
Yeah, it was Mae Jemison.
Jemison. Yeah, that's it. I was right at first.
That was a nice
one. She was real cool. She said it was just an interesting thing for her. She had always liked, going into the stars and the books and stuff and all of that there.
Oh, that was in 1992.
Yeah. That was a year. Mm-hmm. That was one of my best years on the schedule.
So here's some first for you. So we know we got the first African American on the space shuttle was Frederick Gregory. We have the African American astronaut who was Guion Buford, and then we had the first African American woman in space, Mae Jemison, the first African American to walk in space was Bernard Harrison. So that's a lot of firsts there.
Yeah. Wish we could interview him.
Well, maybe we can. We can try to.
Well, I think if we got some of our locals to come in first, give us a little practice, it'd be a lot better. You know, our first Pachi. I love this field of doctors and lawyers and stuff, but I think our first black judge, which I'm pretty sure some of my old classmates will be in there. Is dead. Judge Cleophas Steele is dead. What's the other one's name? He's from Lincoln. He's a real cool brother, but they said, man, don't go in this court. Oh, I got jury duty next month on 24. I'm thinking I might screw out of it because if it's one of my dialysis days, I'm not going.
Yeah.
But if it's not one of my dialysis days, brothers, if y'all did it, y'all in trouble. But if you didn't, I'm behind you. If you give see the firing squad is what you're going to get.
Well, there you have it. So we've got a lot of first black today. Mostly, there's several black people that have been to space. We talked about our first black president. There was a first black president. And then the way they do it, they did the first black president under the Articles of Confederation, then the first black president under the United States Confederate Constitution is. So that's the way they distinguish between the two.
Well, you know why? That's because if you don't separate them, you'll just have the first black president. And see, they separated by words, and it's always the terminology that will leave loopholes and everything else. So we never have really, in retrospect, that's the reason they never mentioned it, we never really had a Confederate or any other type of black president. Let them say it. But in reality, we had a black president. So,
yep. And there you have it, folks. There it is.
Which one do you want, boss? Do you want a black, our first black nurses? Well, I'm going to have to contact the Nurses Association. You know, that's Diane Rag. Yeah,
we can find out who the first black nurse in Dallas is. The first
and
black.
The first black judge.
Yeah. Let's try to get some first blacks in Dallas, because today we honor Harriet Morgan.
Harriet Eckton.
As the first African,
Aunt
first
Harriet.
Black. Yeah, Aunt Harriet, first black Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. That is who we honor today, from Dallas. So next Saturday we're going to talk about a lot of first blacks, but we're going to also honor a first black of Dallas. And on that note, we're going to sing our national anthem, and we're going to prepare to shut it down.
Well, if that's your wish, I'm just going to be the one to get out of here right after you get through singing, because my phone is dying out. I want to hear it, so I'm waiting.
Okay. let's see. It's known as the Black National Anthem, but you know, that's because we're black now. Actually, we're African American now. But it started out as the Negro National Anthem, and now they call it Lift Every Voice and Sing. So on that note, we'll start out, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty, let us rejoicing rise high as the listening skies, let it resound loud as the rolling seas, sing song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us, facing the rising sun of a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod felt in the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered, out of the gloomy past. Here now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. Let us march on till victory is won. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a great one. Bon
ton you. Good night. Good night, Queen City.
Good night, Doc.
Good night, Ideal.
Bye-bye. Bye.